Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and as always, we're really excited to announce this new show that is on this time, 6 to 7, every week, the 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time, and we are on the line with the new show, which is Latte of Heaven, and we have Melissa Heavener, who is going to be doing the show, and she'll be on every week at this time. You can find out more about Melissa and her website at www.melissahevener, that's H-E-V-E-N-O-R.com. And if you're interested in this show and any other show, you can check out our website at Spiritual Connections Radio, and that's www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Melissa, are you there?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'm so excited to connect with you tonight on Latte of Heaven. If you're on the East Coast, good evening. If you're on the West Coast, happy afternoon. And if you're in Australia, good morning. And wherever you are in the world, just want to send you love and light, and thank you for listening. I am so excited about today's show. I have one of my most favorite people on, but before we get to her, I just have to say a big happy birthday to my Ima, to my mom, who's beautiful, and you could never tell she's as old as she is. So happy birthday to her, and big hugs to everybody. I actually have had a very interesting week full of readings, both psychic and mediumship. And for those of you that don't know, I'm also an animal communicator. So I spent some time this week at the Miami Zoo talking to the animals, and that was a lot of fun. I'm going to be posting some YouTube videos about that on my YouTube channel, so you can check that out and find out a little bit how you connect and vibe with the animals. And when I do that, I can also do medical intuitive readings for animals that are still with us, and also connecting with your pets that have crossed over, as well as connecting with your loved ones that have crossed over. Now, the guest that I'm going to be introducing tonight is named Heather Tobin. She's an amazing psychic medium. We met several years ago at a workshop with John Holland, and it was like an instant soul sister connection. She's got an amazing history of sort of how she got onto her path, and I'm sure it'll inspire all of you as it does me. And I just love her to pieces. So there's going to be lots of happiness as we have this reunion. And then a little bit later in the show, we'll be taking some callers to do some reading. So without further ado, Heather, are you there?
I am here. And that was the nicest introduction I've ever received.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love you too, honey. You were just amazing. It's true. You know what? I remember it was at breakfast or lunch we met during that workshop in Kennebunkport, and it was just instant. Soul sister. It's amazing
yes.
how that happens.
Absolutely. And I was just so impressed with your connection with spirit and, you know, and watching you give your readings of love and just watching you kind of do your thing. And I wanted to get to know more about you. And then we talked and, you know, we're on the same wavelength when it comes to this work. So I couldn't think of a better guest to have with me on my new show. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's an absolute honor, you know, Melissa, absolute honor. It's so exciting to be here. We have a lot of, I can feel it already. Can't you feel it? Our guides are up there. They're right with us.
And yes.
Can you feel it? It's amazing.
Yes. And who is your guide that you work with predominantly? I've told the listeners my guide is Robin. She's my main guide. I have
other ones,
but she's like the main woman for me. So who are some of the guides or your guide that you mostly work with when doing reading?
You know, that's a great question. And I love Robin, by the way, because the book that she wrote was incredible. And I know Robin through the readings you've given me, and I love her. Hello, Robin, I love you. It's true.
And as you're saying that, my head's getting all tingly, so she acknowledges that love.
She does,
right?
Yes.
To you.
Thank you. And now my head's getting tingly, because let me tell you, my God, the first one showed up when I was about 3 years old, and I know you were quite young as well, and
mm-hmm.
And her name was Peppy, and this is just so interesting, Peppy of all names, but I just
wow.
have to laugh. She's just a cute little Peppy name, and there were times if I felt sad or frightened, because I grew up in Marblehead, Massachusetts, which is next to Salem. We'll get to that.
Woo!
We'll talk all about
yeah.
Salem, I know, exactly. But, you know, as a kid, because I grew up, in a house that was definitely haunted, and Peppy sort of showed up for me around then to sort of go, you know what, it's okay, kid, I've got you. I'm right here. It's just amazing.
Is Peppy, do you think of Peppy as being female or masculine, or is there no gender?
It's a girl. Yeah, it's
a girl.
Okay. Peppy. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Peppy's a girl. And then, you know, one who came, and this would be interesting too, later on, I don't know, as you start, to, the other one is Christopher. Which he, a guy, this beautiful
yes.
man, this beautiful black-haired, green-eyed guy. Ironically, that's what my husband looks like. But it's interesting, kind of interesting. But he showed up when I first got initiated into Reiki. It was almost like he showed up then, like, hey, okay, you're at a different point in your journey. Here I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I am. So those two predominantly. And then I work with a lot of animals, too. I love that you do the animal communication and animal. That's incredible. With the shamanism practice, I really have invoked a lot of that. And that was just so fascinating, having that and having that whole group of animals there in spirit and here that really assist.
Absolutely. And, you know, which guide do you tend to work with when you're doing mediumship or connecting with those that have crossed over?
This is interesting. Oftentimes, I would say it's Christopher. It's Christopher, mainly Peppy sometimes with children and animals. It's almost like her energy is very sprite-like, very sort of
right-like,
you know what I mean? So I think that sometimes, you know, with more female light, you know, I will get her. And Christopher seems to be the one I have predominantly. And it's very interesting how that works.
That's excellent. And if our listeners want to know how to get in touch with you or how to find you, can you give out your information or how they can reach you?
I'd be happy to. It is, you know, the best way to get a hold of me is just check out the website. It's mysticalheather.com. I had to pick something, Melissa, that I would remember.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You know how it can be. So it's just www.com, you know, www.mysticalheather.com, and you can check it out. And any questions and anything else, please check out the website. And have fun to all those in the audience.
Excellent.
And I always
thank you.
Fun.
And what's so amazing is, you know, even when you work in the same field or you're a light worker of any kind, we each bring something different to the table. And although the work may be similar, we kind of work in different ways or, you know, with different energy. So if you may get one reading with one person, they may pick up on someone, and then you get another reading with another great medium and they pick up on the same person but different aspects about that person or that animal that's crossed over. So it's always good to kind of get your feelers out and connect with different light workers and see what will come through and the differences in how we work. Now, do you tend to work with helping those in spirit cross over, or is it mostly with connecting with loved ones, or is it all of it?
You know, it's become it really all of it. I think it's like you, it's very interesting, and I love what you said about, you know, the different takes and taking all our energies. It's so interesting. That's why it's wonderful to stay in connection with other light workers. So I love just to see how everybody works. You know, it's just incredible. But, you know, this is what happens when spirit's around. I forget the question, Melissa. Okay. This is what happens.
Have you found that your work, you tend to help those cross over, or is it more connected with loved ones?
Yes.
Like, where has your path led you to, at least recently or currently? What have you been doing more of?
It's interesting. It started out more with mediumship a couple of years ago, which still is there without question. Recently, I'm finding that a lot of people are wanting more of the psychic right now as far as guidance and so sort of that spiritual counsel where helping people get in touch with, yes, absolutely loved ones who've crossed over, but also sort of getting in touch with their own souls, and also, you know, they're very curious about wanting to sort of expand, you know, their knowledge and horizons as far as who's out there, who are their guides. I love that. I love
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. You know?
And I can relate to that completely because, as you said, I think of myself as predominantly a medium, but lately, as of late, it seemed like a lot of readings that have been coming in have been either medical intuitive or more on the psychic end or connecting with guides. I think as all this new energy has come in since 12-12-12 and all of these
yes.
different shifts that's gone on, people are just so much more curious about their own journey. So I can completely relate to what you're saying.
That's so interesting. And when you speak with other light workers, are you finding sort of a similar trend? I mean, you know, I was curious.
Yes. And
really?
What's really interesting is that a lot of times people will come and they'll say, I really want a psychic reading, but then their loved one will just pop in to kind of give that reassurance, and then I always kind of clarify in the beginning, you know, if your loved one comes in, do you want to connect? And most people are becoming more and more open to it, so sometimes the readings can kind of blend. Do you find that that happens with your work as well?
Oh, yes. Definitely, definitely. It seems to be, don't you find that, that you could have something in mind, or maybe the client has something in mind, but spirit, they're always going to come through. We
yes.
never know what we're going to get sometimes. And it's the same thing. I say, you know, we do have someone here. Would you want open to connecting with it? And I find the same thing, that they're very open. And I love how that works. So that each reading can be a real surprise, you know, to both of us, to all of us. Don't you find the same? It's very interesting how that works.
Yes, and it keeps it interesting, and it keeps you on your toes, because that's also where I find that our lessons, I mean, the people that come to us and the things that we're helping with and giving divine guidance on are also things that may be prevalent in our own life. And
oh,
you can sort of
yeah.
see that crossover, too. So spirit works on all of us at the same time, which is incredible.
It is. It's absolutely incredible. It is. I mean, I did a reading today, in fact, and it's exactly what you're saying. A lesson that I had to sort of relearn, or learn, hopefully learn, was what was coming through for her in a psychic reading, and it was such a... It was so affirming in so many ways, and I was filled with so much joy and gratitude that, you know, it was just this wonderful combination that worked for both of us. I love it. I think you can agree with this, Melissa, that it is never dull doing this work.
For sure. Yes.
<That's true.
laughs> And I was speaking to you earlier about how you have such a fascinating story, as far as your spiritual journey because of where you've grown up and the different influences that you have. So talk to the listeners a little bit about Salem and about your experience there or being so close to there and the energy there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Marblehead, Massachusetts is right next to Salem, Mass. And you know, very, very historical towns, both of the towns. And Marblehead's more of a conservative town, however, very steeped in lore and legend. There was a belief that, it's very interesting, sailors believed that Marblehead could either, it was a very big portal, like this vortex of energy that could either sort of go positively or negatively. I found that very fascinating. And I remember hearing these stories as a kid. You know, this was back when, there were more, literally more fish in the sea, so they were more fishermen. A coastal fishing town. And I would hear these stories, and again, living in a house that was the original site of, get this, a railroad station. And I, as you know, you think about crossroads and transitions. Here we were living on one. It really was. It was a transit station. I think that's, and I, you know, also, of course, from the time I was three, my father would take me, and then later on my sisters were born, to Salem. We went to the museums, and we went to the Salem Witch House. And I was so fascinated by it. At that time, there was only one practicing witch. And people say Wiccan, it does vary. Everyone, you know, everyone has a different label for everybody. She called herself a witch, Laurie Cabot, the official witch of Salem. And it's pretty neat, yeah. And she opened up a little shop, Crowhaven Corner. And when I got older, I was very intrigued. At first, I was afraid. You're always terrified of the unknown sometimes. You know how that is? You know.
Absolutely. Especially when you're a sensitive person and you can feel energy. And before my gifts were, like, really defined, or before I had that really close relationship with Robin, it's kind of like you feel something, but you're walking in the dark, so that can be a little scary. I completely understand.
You said it so eloquently and so perfectly. That's exactly it. That is exactly it. And you're sort of waiting for the light to go on, or someone to sort of, you know, like Robin showing you the way. I think it's like Peppy and Christopher showing me the way, that it was okay. And, you know, it was later on I actually lived with, I went to school, I went to University of Massachusetts out in Amherst, Mass, and kind of, you know, I was away from Salem, but yet I found myself very, very drawn to Salem. And when I came back after grad school, I moved to Salem. To one of the most, if anyone out there wants to check it out, look up Chestnut Street in Salem, Mass. It's a very famous street with all these Federalist buildings, all very haunted. You know, and again, and the energy, you know, some amazing energy, some not so great energy. But I also, my sister and I became great friends with really a phenomenal psychic medium duo, the Pendragons. They are fantastic. And they actually sort of, we took classes with them and sort of learned all about what was witchcraft, or, you know, what was it about, and learning, if anything, Melissa, learning how to meditate. And learning how, you know, the real reverence and connection to nature, all these fantastic gifts that they bestowed upon us, and any fear just evaporated.
I completely understand, because people think of, like, witchcraft and hauntings, and automatically, because of movies and the way that things are portrayed, people think, like, ooh, the scary stuff, but there's so much more to it. And, you know, that's a lot of the foundation of spiritualism and understanding energy. And once you kind of understand the history and how the movies and the media have sort of amped up the whole scary angle, but that's
right.
not really what it's about,
exactly.
you have a totally different perspective.
Exactly.
So it's important that people look into these things and realize that, okay, yes, there's an element of fear when you think about hauntings, but most of the time it's just a matter of energy being stuck in a particular place or drawn to a particular place for a certain reason. And there's actually a lot more logic to spirituality and these things than people realize, which can make it a little less scary, too.
Exactly. Precise. In fact, I think that was part of it. You mentioned, you know, I think one of the most liberating and amazing experiences for my sister and I, because we really, she's great. You can meet her. But was learning how to do some clearings and helping different spirits, perhaps that were a bit earthbound, assist them. You know, can we help? And ultimately they had it within themselves to help themselves, but sometimes getting a little push. And I love how
exactly.
spirit helps. Yeah, right. You know, it's like, it's okay. Sort of, you know, like we look to spirit, and it's sort of this wonderful mutual relationship, and you realize what I really came to realize is that really it's all happening at once. We're all here at once, you know, and the whole, you realize that the veil is so much thinner than we, you know, may realize in everyday life. And then you start
Absolutely.
Delving in. Did you find that too? You're like, wow, it's everywhere. We are spirit, but we're also in our bodies. And it's just incredible.
And it's,
you know, I think
also
yeah.
so much more accessible than people realize. You know, your loved ones. I was just speaking to a client earlier today about how when, at least for myself, when I'm connecting with someone's loved one, it's not their entire spirit. It's like a fraction of their spirit. Enough of their spirit comes down to connect with me, but the majority of their spirit is in the afterworld or is in heaven, as I refer to it. And it's just a fraction of the spirit that connects with me enough for the loved one to know that it's them. So it's not like actually taking them away from heaven, you know, which I think is important for people to understand who've never had a reading before. It's
you're
taking them away from the pleasure of the afterlife. It's only a portion because they're not contained by the physical body anymore. So I think that's important.
I'm so glad you brought that up. And again, so beautifully said, Melissa, because, you know, it's absolutely right. I think it can be hard when we're in our bodies, our physical bodies, to think that we can be sort of this ubiquitous presence. You can be here. You can be there at the same time. And then as far as time goes, too, it's one of these constructs that we use as in our physical bodies, but the time and space expand, and it's just fascinating to me, and I love that, and it often is, don't you find it too, it's just the smallest fraction is all it takes sometime for confirmation for people, you know, that's him, that's Uncle Harry, oh yeah, he smoked a pipe, and you know, he wore a gold hat with red trim, oh that's him, you know, it's amazing.
Absolutely, and, you know, sometimes people have a preconceived idea of what their loved one is going to come through with, but sometimes what they have in their mind, what the loved one has in their mind, that may not even be important to the loved one that's in heaven now anymore. So they may bring up something like, oh, you know, my niece Susie is going to have a baby, or something that the loved one that's come to connect with them wasn't even thinking about. And it's just so funny how you can see what becomes important when someone's in spirit, and that they can always get their messages across or help you to know that it's them, but it may not be exactly what you're thinking they'll come out with, too.
Exactly. Oh, it's so true. I think going into any type of reading, both as the person sitting or the person giving the reading, it's that you don't know. And I think that I love the beauty of surrender and saying, okay, bring it. Bring whatever you've got.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's another reason why I'm so excited to do readings with you, because I know you'll just be open to whatever it is that Spirit is supposed to bring to us, and I'll give you kind of the platform to connect with the callers, and then I'll type in as Robin adds things here and there, and it will be fun just to see what comes through.
Oh, this sounds wonderful. Bring it on. This is a spiritual party. Yeah.
So I think we'll take a little bit of a break first, and then the callers, you can start calling in, and we'll get to the readings.
Yay! How exciting.
You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Hevener. You can catch her on the show every week from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to call in and ask a question of Heather or Melissa, you can call 646-716-9663. And we're going to go ahead and bring on our first caller. And you are on with Melissa and Heather.
Hello.
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 Hey, can you hear? Can you hear? Hello, caller. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just making
sure. Hi.
How are you guys?
How are you doing?
Great to hear you guys talking about everything. I wanted to know if you guys had any feelings of anything my guys are saying. Wanted to direct me to something specific.
Could you say your first name for me, please?
I'm Laura.
Okay.
Hi, Laura.
Hi,
Laura. It's great to have. Thank you for calling in. This is fantastic. Oh, I love it. I love it. So, let's see. Dearest, do you want to take the floor first, Melissa? Or do you want me to? Whatever you want.
I'll let you go ahead first.
Great. Great. This is awesome. Laura, immediately with you. Wow. You are a healer. You are a healer of incredible ability. And, you know, I think at some point, perhaps you doubted the ability that you have as a person, a healer. I see you as someone who brings people together in community and very, very strongly, very, very strongly. And there's a grandmother, there's a maternal grandmother, a great-grandmother who's coming through that you take after. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm seeing her. And I think she's saying, you know the answer to this question already, Laura. Because I think that you've sensed her. I think you've sensed her around. And, I feel a total, this is amazing. It is. It's a healer. And at first she's saying, too, heal thyself first. And that sometimes in your overextending in the most loving way, and I mean this in the most loving possible way, and it's funny too, she acts as someone looking over you and also a guide, but she's saying, make sure you take care of you, which is an interesting theme I've been sort of picking up with all day. We need to take care of ourselves in order to take care of others. I hope that resonates with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As you're speaking, you know, Robin's going, yes, yes, yes. So I resonate also with everything that you're saying. There also feels like there's been a bit of a delay, as Heather was saying, with you getting on your healing path. But the time has come now for you to really focus on that purpose. And as Heather was saying, I feel like there's been some health issues or concerns, particularly maybe in the stomach area or even lower than that, but in that area of your body. But I feel like there is a real healing going on. And so this loved one that you have in spirit is totally saying, the time is now, the time is now, particularly in September, I'm being told. Does this make sense for you?
I'm expecting a baby in September.
Oh my God! Congratulations! Wow! Wow! That is so good.
Yeah,
that explains the stomach area.
Right on, Robin, and so that's amazing. Yeah, oh, that's fantastic.
I don't know what, like, what day it is. Like, they have an expected date, but I'm not really too sure.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And so it's going to be pretty much on point to what they think. Maybe a day or two off, but pretty much close to what they're expecting. Also, there's going to be a very strong connection between you and this child. It's almost like telepathy, like you'll be able to speak without speaking. So be ready to have your hands full with a very spiritually connected child.
Oh, great.
That's amazing. Yeah, now I thought that perhaps, like, around the due date or pinpoint when you could say maybe, like, 2 days before. Did you get that all, Melissa, too, that this little one might be, I think this little one's really rearing to go. Like, I'm ready to be like a rocket.
Yeah.
A lot of energy on this one. Oh, yeah. Amazingly strong soul.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
What an honor. We'll be sending much healing and wonderful energy to you as a mama getting ready for a baby on the way. How exciting. I can't think of more beautiful news. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Diana, you are on with Melissa and Heather.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Good.
It's Diana from Michigan.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's Diana from Michigan.
Yay, Michigan.
Yes.
Nice. Love Michigan.
Yes. Congratulations on your radio program, Melissa.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, do you have a question?
Just wondering about what might be going on possibly with the kids, my children, or anything going on with me that I should know about.
Okay. I'll let Heather go first.
Okay, hon.
Okay. Let's see here. Interesting. One of your children, I'm seeing one with more freckles.
Oh, okay. I don't want one.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's see here. You know, this is interesting. This has been sort of a tough and challenging time in some ways for the both of you. Sort of emotionally, I feel you're sort of coming to a major time right now. You know, picking up strongly with that and it trying to, you know, I think it's about connection with when you're, the more freckly of the children, trying, it's interesting, more like you, oftentimes when, you know, Diana, it's very true, the ones that are the most like you, you'll have maybe the most difficulty with. Does that make sense? Okay. Absolutely. A bit of a butting of heads, but, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of transition going on in a very positive way. And I feel very strongly that you, wow, both sides of your family, there's a lot of psychic ability there. And part of it is true.
Are you picking up
on that too, Melissa? Is it like, yeah, it's like, wow. And I think with the kids too, part of it is that I'm sensing that there's a lot of desire from the spirit side on both sides of your family, in spirit,
okay,
to just come through. They're contacting your kids and they're contacting you. And it might be sort of on sort of the twilight of your awareness and theirs, but it's so present. And trying to help you through sort of an emotionally difficult time. And you also maybe have felt your energy sort of sapped lately.
Yeah.
That's gonna, yeah, you've been exhausted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've been exhausted. You've been worried about some health difficulties. And definitely by November, I feel a lifting. And I feel, I don't know, Melissa, do you feel this too? Just this, this is my, what Christopher is telling me, my guide, is that, wow, it's like all the family and spirit are just there. It's like a big picnic to sort of lift you guys up during this time right now.
Yeah, and I feel as though, as you were saying, November is definitely when things will start to smoothen out, because they're showing me like Thanksgiving, but I think it'll start before that. And there's a feeling, as she was saying, there's a lot of transition going on, particularly for one of your children, and that that she kind of lost her way a little bit, as far as she was very goal-oriented or knew what she wanted to do, and there was a bit of a stumble there because something happened or things didn't quite work out as planned. But there's an even bigger plan that's happening for her, and I see her, this really, this little stumble as helping her to really map out her path, and she just needs to keep moving forward, and you can continue to be that supportive mom, as I know that you are and I feel that you are, and that can also lead to some of that exhaustion, because, you know, as a parent, we give so much of ourselves to our loved ones and to our children that it can get a bit wearing. But I think by, definitely by November, as Heather was saying,
yeah,
there'll be a lift in energy and things will just be lighter. And particularly for your children, it feels to me like the female, but particularly for your daughter, there'll be, it'll just be more settled. And that, of course, will have a positive impact on your health as well. I'm not picking up anything, you know, anything to be greatly alarmed with.
No.
Just nurture yourself and take that time for yourself. Again, there's an issue in the stomach area, which is, it's understandable because that's the solar plexus, and that's where we tend to give off a lot of energy. So just be good and kind to yourself and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, as they say.
Yeah, it's interesting. I do know that they, I mean, it's my oldest with Michael, that I've been concerned about, it's like, are you ever going to graduate from college? So it's like, come on, please get there. So maybe I'll be a nice birthday present and things in November, that he's going to say, yes, I'm finally going to put through it. So
yes.
That happening.
Absolutely do, and absolutely do too, as well. You know, I think it just, it can be trying at times, I know, Diana, but the nurturing of yourself. And again, isn't this an interesting theme, our nurturing of ourselves? And I think also there's going to be a switch of friendships that he has with school, and some people that their influence was sort of iffy. I think that the choices that he's making are going to be healthier for him. And I think that maybe, again, it's often you have to, it's hard to see your kid go through it, but better influences, and I'm seeing a new friend coming into his life that's going to make it, you know how it is with.
It would be good if it was a new girlfriend, but I can't say that. Sorry.
Hey, you never know.
You never know, yes. And I'll keep the kids also in tune with the psychic stuff, because they do enjoy that. And
I see that just getting stronger, you know, especially when you finish the school and that's kind of a little more settled, the abilities will just continue to grow. But sometimes we have to turn them down a little bit just so we can get through those things in everyday life. But that doesn't mean that they'll go away in any shape or form, because as Heather was saying, you guys are definitely very spiritually connected, your children and yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I sent that picture to you, Melissa, with Megan, and that was just a confirmation, you know, when she saw that pink aura. And
absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time spending with me. So, and again,
yes.
Congratulations on your program, sweetie.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
Okay.
A pleasure. Real honor, Diana. Have a wonderful evening. Many blessings.
Too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, I can't believe it's finally flown. Oh, my gosh. I have to come back if you invite me. Can I come back? Because I love you.
Absolutely. I was actually looking at the fact we can talk about it, but I'm so excited because the show is on Thursday, and this year Halloween is on Thursday.
Oh.
So I would love for you to come back, and we can talk about hauntings.
Are you kidding me?
More
you got
them.
It. We are. Sorry. You're on. You're on.
I
are you kidding?
I would love it.
Well, who am I to disappoint my beloved soul sister? It is a done deal.
This is great.
I can't thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. And this is just awesome. You're an inspiration.
Hey, Heather.
You read for me. Yes.
Can you go ahead and give out your website for everybody?
Oh, of course. Before I sign off, I want to tell you again, if you want to say hi or check out anything, it's www.mysticalheather.com. Just all one word, Mystical Heather. I try to be mystical.
You definitely are. You're like a little pixie yourself.
You are so sweet. You know, I love you because we have this pixie energy together, too. When we get together, we're like little pixies. So I want you to enjoy the rest. It's so wonderful. I cannot thank you enough. It has been an absolute honor, Melissa. Incredible show. And listeners, keep on listening. And I look forward to seeing you in October. Woo-hoo. Great.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, Heather.
Take care. Take care. Thank you both. Have a great night.
All right. Great. Thanks, Heather. Cindy, you are on with Melissa.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Do you have a question this evening?
Well, I'm sensing that my old life is dropping away and something new is happening, and I feel like I'm stuck in the middle of both. So whatever you come up with would be greatly appreciated.
Give me 1 second to just connect with Robin here, and we'll see what she comes up with. Hold on 1 second. You're absolutely right. I do see a fresh start happening. I actually see a move in your place of residence. It starts with that, and then it'll be like a domino effect. It feels like the process is sort of taking place right now, even like changing of energy where you actually live, like changing things around, organizing. There's just a lot of shifting going on, and that change is going to spill over into everything else. Now, I do see a bit of a financial struggle through September, but I'm being told that by, again, here we are with November, it feels like there's a strong pull to November, and that there'll be a fresh start financially as well, and then there'll be more of a steady flow. You have a lot of healing energy around you as well. You're definitely a people person, and you need to be working with people. Even, like, not so much in terms of work, but just socially, you need to be out with people more and kind of push yourself in that way to meet people that are on the same wavelength. And by doing that, by stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit, it's going to help you to meet new people and to have different opportunities, which can bring money in and just bring about a whole new change. And I see very positive energy around this. Now, I know it can be, you know, it can trigger some anxiety whenever there's big change coming, but it seems almost like spirit or the universe or God, however you like to refer, is lining things up. So it's just a matter of trusting. And you can definitely plan, make plans. But it seems as though up until this point, you really got sidetracked because you were giving so much of yourself to others and, you know, and other family members or even friends that are like family, which I call soul family, were needing things, and you always step up to the plate to offer your assistance, your emotional support, whatever the case may be. And this is a time when you can really just let people know when you need a little bit of help, and those that are really you know, close to you in terms of soul family or natural family, they will help you. And this is just going to be a whole fresh new start. Again, I see you working with people. You definitely need to be in an environment where that's available to you. And even getting a little bit more savvy with the computer, because that's going to be an aspect of it too. Which my guide is telling me that can be a little scary for you, but there are those around you that can help with that. Does this make sense for you?
Oh, you've just mapped my whole life from now until November. I am getting ready to move. What an excellent reading. I am, you know, selling a house, getting ready to, well, I'm waiting for the house to sell, but I have bought a condo, so I am doing the transition in November.
And I see the house that happening very, very soon. I was also picking up October, so I feel as though the final steps in that process will happen towards the end of October. Now, there may be a bit of a glitch. There feels like if there's a, you don't have to tell me about this because this is your personal information, but there feels like there may be some sort of lien or something that could be a delay, but don't get frustrated. It can all work out, and I see you definitely moving and even being able to pocket a little bit of money for yourself. So I don't know if there's been some kind of agreement with the bank, but I do see some money going into your pocket and sort of just being a tiny little cushion to help you in this new chapter. And again, don't be afraid to ask for help and to ask lots of questions, and that's going to open doors of opportunity for work as well. And you're really going to start to do something that's really close to your heart. So it's a matter of taking that leap of faith and planning, but just knowing that with your plans, spirit's behind you, and it's all going to be happening. So I'm happy for you, and I'm always happy when I can give news like this, and I will send prayers and blessings your way that everything happens smoothly, but you're right on track with what you need to be doing. So the new start, the new house will just open so many doors, and by November, it will be smooth sailing.
You're excellent. You are right on the mark with everything.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. What an excellent reading.
Thanks.
Holly, you're on with Melissa.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Melissa?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yeah. I am Ali. I call from Ireland, west coast of Ireland.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Actually, I have a specific question about my current relationship. And at the moment, it's a bit complicated and so many things going on with my girlfriend. And mostly times, like, kind of I'm in pain and, you know, things are a bit, like, complex. It's hard to get clarity properly. So I'm just wondering if you give me some guides about my relationship.
Absolutely. And can you give me your first name, please?
Ali, A-L-I.
That's a great name. Okay, give me one second. Let me see here what I can get from my guide. There is an issue, I'm being told, with your girlfriend in terms of health. Again, it's an issue that it's been kind of ongoing, but I do see that it's being regulated now, or there may be a medication that she's recently been on, but it's going to help to sort of stabilize that condition, and that's sort of been adding stress to the relationship. There's a lot of external factors that are kind of influencing the relationship or putting a strain on it, but there's definitely a strong bond of love there and a strong foundation to work with. I don't see the relationship ending. I see you staying together, which is always, you know, a good thing. And I do see things getting a lot more settled once some of her personal issues are kind of more in line. And I see that you've been very supportive in every way that you can think of with that, with her. So my guides and your guides want to thank you for kind of holding her hand and seeing her through that. I don't know if there's been a concern with transportation or particularly with the car, but I do see also a new car coming or a new mode of transportation, which will make things easier on both of you. So I see that coming probably within the end of October, I'm being told. And usually when I get my time frames, there's about a two-week window, but I'm pretty much on point with those, so just keep that in mind. So I see a lot of abundance coming for you in terms of stability, in terms of the car, and even in the relationship, just things being a little more settled. I see that her heart is still very invested, as is yours, but there's been so many external factors that it's caused this stress. But I do see that getting better. And it's just a matter of hanging in there and knowing that you're taking steps in the right direction. I also am picking up again on a move. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be moving house as with the last caller. I'm not picking up on that, but it seems like the two of you will be moving closer together. I don't know if that's physically moving in together or emotionally just moving more in sync or closer together, but I do see that happening before whatever is going to happen with the new car. So that would be next month. So I do see a lot of good things with this relationship. And most importantly, there is a lot of love there, and you've really supported her and supported each other during some really difficult times for her physically. But I see that getting a lot more stable. Is that helpful for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much. That's really makes sense with all things when you say it. Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, and have a good time, and thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonia, you're on with Melissa.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening.
This is Sonia.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any key points in relation to job insight and also with my children.
Okay,
family.
Give me 1 second. See, 1 second here. Job. This is interesting. My guide is telling me that you're going to be using skills that you acquired quite some time ago, either in a past job or maybe even in school, but it feels more like in some sort of work training environment. You're going to be rehashing those or having to use those again. And there feels like a job opportunity in terms of, this is interesting, but it's going to come about. It almost feels like some sort of promotion in terms of making a little bit more money, not a huge amount, but from your last job, but maybe a couple more dollars an hour, but the job opportunity will come from either a neighbor or a family member, because they're telling me it comes from someone close to you. I don't know. That's the tricky thing with spirit. When spirit's telling me close to you, I don't know if that means like distance-wise being close to you as in your neighbor or emotionally close. But just be aware that there is a very strong job opportunity coming, and I see it being something with customer service, because I'm hearing my guide say the customer is always right kind of thing, so that tells me it would be customer service. And I see very positive energy. It feels like a company or the institution company that you'd be going into is kind of restructuring or reassigning positions. And so this would be almost like a new position that's created or tailored specifically for someone that has your skills or your expertise. So when this comes about, don't be afraid of, even though it, you may feel like, oh, I don't have those certifications or those qualifications, know that Spirit and your guides are really tailoring it to you, even if the job, per se, description doesn't sound exactly right. This is being tailored to you, and that's why it is indeed going to fall into your lap. And again, just remember that it relates to someone close to you, and I don't know if that means distance-wise or emotionally, but make sure that you are really vocal and expressive in your desire to kind of start fresh with work and you know, go maybe in a little bit of a different direction, and it will really start to happen for you. And I'm being told very soon. So usually when I hear very soon, that means about a two-week window. So that's pretty quick. So just be ready, fasten your seatbelt, but all good things with that. And in terms of your children, it feels as though there's a lot of transition or milestones that are being reached for your children, and this can be kind of anxiety provoking, but they're all going to get through them just fine. And again, towards the end of the fall into the winter, I see things being calmer, and there feels like a lot of new energy coming in. So it feels like it's almost like a new chapter starting for some of your children, which is all very good energy. But it's almost like, which is very interesting, the energy around your work or your job, the finances, is kind of connected. So once that sort of falls into place in the next couple of weeks, things with your children will get steadier and calmer as well. It's amazing how things kind of work as a domino effect. So I see that happening. Does this make sense for you?
Well, we'll see.
That's true.
You know, when a neighbor comes up to me, I'll know to be excited.
Yes, but it's definitely someone close to you. And again, it could be a family member, but I do see someone like letting you know about this job opportunity, and it will be tailored for you. So just trust, even if it doesn't sound exactly like something that you would particularly choose for yourself. I see this opportunity coming very soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we're just wrapping up the show, so we apologize if you were calling into the call queue and we didn't get to you. We want to send lots of love and support to our callers, Yolanda, Lewis, and other people who called in that we didn't get to them. And Melissa, why don't you go ahead and give out your website, and we'll go ahead and we'll end the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, happy birthday to my Ema. Love and light to everybody. If you want to know more about me and what I have going on or the type of work that I do, please go to my website, which is www.melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Hevenor, H-E-V as in Victor, E-N-O-R.com. And that's my website. You can find out all about my services. Also, if you put my name into Google, you'll pull up my Facebook and Twitter and all those good things. The great thing about following me on there is a lot of times I do contests where if you're a follower, then you're put in like a pool to win a free email reading if you follow. I do a lot of specials because I want to reach more people. I do have about a 3-month waiting list, so if you book now, you probably won't get an appointment till November. I'm sorry about that, but that's also a good thing. And I just want to thank you for joining me on Lattes of Heaven, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And if you want to tune in, Melissa is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you and have a good night.